Now there's a way to do it. First, you've got to furnish. You've got to earn their respect, the students' respect. And second, you consider that they believe what you are trying to do. And I have a big fact. We have 600 students. And it's two different than 5,000. I don't know what was in the pipeline. But in 600, you know each by first name. And you look at each one. And you don't look at them. You look at them. And you look at them. And you look at them. I was going to say,
here lately, there's been a lot of talk about education reform, and in the last several years. How do you evaluate Governor James' reform being implemented this year?
Well, now, I'm a Democrat.
Right.
And Governor James came in as a Republican, and I wasn't too happy because I was then too deep with you. No, I think I just retired when he was in the board, and I wasn't too happy with his administration. And because he said some hard things to us in one of the five people. About our retirement, and I hadn't liked him a lot since. But when Bolton was trying to get reform passed, I, even though I had no more to do with education, I was scared of their proposal. They had one proposal that the community would elect representatives to form an oversight committee which the committee would supervise or I don't know what they were really meant to do, the administration of that school. Now, I'm familiar enough with my people to know that if you get five people or seven or nine on a committee, you're going to have one or more who wants to run things. And you've got one or more who's got a code of it. And that's the drive. And I would be scared to death if I were in education and had an oversight committee. Because I know that the objective is accountability. But I after 1901, when the Constitution passed in Alabama, we had school trustees in every community for every school. We had three people. And those people were set up to avoid political interference in a school. It turned out that if you had two or more, you'd say Republicans, then chances are the teachers or teachers might be better off if they were Republicans. Okay, over the years this was done away with. The trustees, they could move teachers at that time. Later on, this was taken away from the right of the trustees and given to the really, they were overseers of the property. But it was for them to avoid politics, but it became an aspect of politics.
Yeah.
And if you had this committee, you were going back to the same thing that didn't work once. Anyway, Governor James' reform is a much better plan. It's more concrete. It's got more good things about it. And I'm really pleased. I haven't heard him say one time that money won't solve our problem. Governor, over and over again for 8 years, well, nearly 8 years, said that money won't solve Alabama's education problem. Well, he was right to an extent. We got some things now. Governor Hunt says one thing that's the first of my agenda if I were in the day. Discipline in the classroom. We've got quality people as teachers today, generally. If they have a chance to teach, they would. You've got smaller classes, you've got equipment, you've got supplies, they have opportunity. Mm-hmm. Now, if this classroom gets rid of the distance problem, and it just takes one bad rap to ruin your whole school atmosphere.
Yeah.
And it's the sum. Now they're talking about alternative schools. I'm not sure it worked in some areas it wouldn't. But there ought to be some such alternative. Possibly. And Governor James has kind of taken on that problem. And if every teacher in Alabama has the element that's disturbing that classroom removed, I'd say that I'm bent on our test grades going up. Now, the fact that one time dropout rate so high, when I was first in school, dropout rate was so high that those who were behind dropped out. They didn't take these tests. Therefore, the tests were higher. Today, all those people who are behind, who've got behind over the years, still in school, and they are tested too. So the reason that test scores are going down is not necessarily because our kids are not intelligent. It's because we're testing the whole population. For one, we just tested those who stayed in school, which was the best part.
Well, I reckon that's all the questions I have for you, Mr. Darling. I appreciate you letting me interview you very much.
Thank you. I've enjoyed talking about it. I say some good things for education in Alabama. I think we're on the right track.